KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high around 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A GoFundMe account has been established for a former Marney area resident who was viciously assaulted Sunday morning over an incident involving fireworks. Mark Paulson, who lives in Omaha, and Logan Scow both suffered injuries when they were attacked after they asked neighbors near 156th and Giles Road to stop shooting off fireworks at around 2 a.m. Sunday. Family members said on the fundraising page established for Paulson that Scow walked away from the incident with bruises, cuts, a bloody nose, and a broken blood vessel in his eye. Paulson, however, was in critical condition following the incident after suffering several face and skull fractures as well as bleeding out his brain. He was last reported to be in the intensive care unit at CHI Creighton University Health. The suspects in the case, Nathan Christensen, Andrew Short, and his brother Brandon, and a juvenile, are charged with first-degree Class 3 felony assault for beating Paulson and first-degree misdemeanor assault for beating Scow. All four suspects posted bond of 10% of $25,000 or $2,500 and have been released from the Sarpy County, Nebraska jail. They're due in court again on July the 21st. Paulson is expected to be out of work for several months while he recovers from his injuries. Donations to help with his medical expenses can be contributed via GoFundMe, the link for which is under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. So far, around $2,790 has been raised. Two people suffered what were initially described as minor injuries during a collision Tuesday evening east of Griswold. Authorities say Keith Nordby, who was traveling south on 590th Street, failed to yield upon entering Highway 92. Nordby's vehicle hit a westbound vehicle driven by Jacob Moss of Griswold. Nordby and Moss were transported from the scene to the Cass County Hospital by Griswold Rescue. Officials said Nordby was charged with failure to yield upon entering a highway and operating a non-registered vehicle. The teenage driver of a Chrysler PT Cruiser and four teenage passengers escaped injury during an accident Tuesday evening about 9 miles north of Clarinda in Page County. The sheriff's office said 15-year-old Brandon Ray Kammerer of Clarinda was driving the car southbound on Quince Avenue at around 8 p.m. Tuesday when the vehicle went out of control and hit a power pole. Passengers in the vehicle at the time of the accident included 16-year-old Jocelyn Renee Dale, 14-year-old Colin Stephen Gregory, 16-year-old Dylan Gregory Dalton, and 15-year-old Amber Ray Ann Foster. Each of the vehicle's occupants were released to their parents or guardians. Kammerer was cited for careless driving and failure to have a valid driver's license. A jury of six men and six women earlier this week found a Council Bluffs man guilty of willful injury causing serious injury, assault with intent to cause serious injury, and criminal trespass. Christopher McNeil avoided an attempted murder conviction in connection with the incident that took place February 22nd. He faces up to 10 years in prison. The willful injury conviction carries a weapons enhancement that includes a 5-year mandatory minimum sentence. The 54-year-old McNeil had been charged with attempted murder, first-degree burglary, and willful injury causing serious injury. According to testimony, a then 48-year-old man had been working in a garage in the 1700 block of G Avenue in Council Bluffs when McNeil entered and asked to use some tools to work on something. The man didn't own the garage and had been asked by the owner, Paul Alexiak, not to let anyone else in the garage. So the man, who is now 49, asked McNeil to leave. An argument ensued, and McNeil allegedly hit the man in the head with a sledgehammer. Police eventually arrested McNeil after interviews with the alleged victim and suspect, but the weapon was never found. In the funeral announcements, Margaret Maggie Ellsbury, age 69, of Atlantic, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Maggie Ellsbury will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Janice Schubert, age 94, died March the 23rd. Her husband, Joseph Schubert Jr., age 95, died in December of 2014. The couple were residents of Lakewood, Colorado, and formerly of Wyota. A committal service of cremains for Janice and Joe Schubert will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. A time for family and friends will follow at the Buck Run Lodge in Anita. Naomi Larson, age 88, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Naomi Larson will be Monday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Glee Huey, age 90, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Glee Huey will be on Monday at 3 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.